रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 56 ब्राह्मण वर्सेस क्षत्रिय। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। It required but a spark to kindle the smoldering ire of Vishwamitra, and madly did he rush at his saintly host. "Stay, stay, thou braggart! Darest thou to bear the lion in his den and Vishwamitra along his troops? And hopest thou hence unscathed to flee?" And he hurled at him the flaming weapon of the god of fire. But Vashishtha, now roused to a pitch of fury at this unwanted return of gratitude, raised aloft his Brahmana staff, not unlike the rod of death, and cried, "Vile wretch of a Kshatriya, I flee not. Here do I stay to give you a chance to parade your strength, your might, and your brand of new weapons. Son of Gadhi, mark my words, your haughty spirit shall I quell, and not lightly, and your supreme conceit in the magical weapons you have come by, pah! Your warrior energy, it is as the morning mist before the burning rays of the Brahmana's might. Fie upon you! You standing disgraced to thy noble ancestors, you will show off your child's toys before me, will you? Well, you shall have a taste of my Brahmana might, divine in its nature, mind you." He spoke, and lo, the rushing weapon of our god, terrible to behold, was quenched out of existence, even as a stream of cold water pours out a blazing fire. Speechless with rage and grief, Vishwamitra sped against Vashishtha, the mighty master of spells, continuous stream of magic weapons, like the dread darts of Varuna, Rudra, Indra, Pashupati, and Aishika, the Manava, the Mohana, Gandharva, the Swapana, the Irambhana, the Madana, the Santapana, Vilapana, Shoshana, Dharana, the invincible Vajra, the noose of Brahma, of Yama, of Varuna, the Pinakikastra, the dear to Shiva, two bowls, the wet and the dry, the Dandastra, the Paisachastra, the Kraunchastra, the Dharma Chakra, Kala Chakra, Vishnu Chakra, Vaviastra, Mathanastra, Hayashiras, the two Shaktis, Kankala, Musala, Vidyadharastra, Kalastra, Trishula, Kapala, and Kankana. All these and many more did he send forth against the serene Vashishtha, and indeed it was wonderful to behold the saintly son of Brahma swallowing them one after the other with but his dread rod. Thereafter, when his newly stocked armory of magic weapons was exhausted, did the royal Vishwamitra held aloft the terrible Brahmastra and hurl it at his invincible foe. The god of fire and his fellows, the divine sages, Gandharvas, Uragas, and nay, the three worlds trembled in sore affright and confusion when they beheld the terrible Brahmastra speeding on its course towards Vashishtha. But he, the sage of self-restraint and stern vows, stirred not lifted a finger to ward it off, for his mighty Brahmana staff, charged with immeasurable energy, engendered to untold ages of meditation on the Supreme, absorbed it quite into itself, and naught was left of it. Terrible to see was Vashishtha, the mighty one, when he drew into himself the most powerful of weapons, and all creation stood in dismay thereat. Fearful to conceive was the supernatural brilliance of his form, as the intaken energy poured itself out in flashing streams of blinding light, even as tiny sparks from a blazing fire. And his staff was enveloped in sheets of flame like unto the smokeless fire of destruction or the rod of time. Then the sages of high bent over their clasped hands and prayed in tones of humble entreaty, "O dread master of enchantments, inconceivable is thy might and invincible. Quench thou his all-consuming fire by thy supreme energy. Vishwamitra of mighty tapas, thou has been humbled by thee, and no mistake. Be gracious unto us, thou master of magic potent, and give peace and rest unto the trembling world." But Vishwamitra, sore stricken, sighed in impotent rage and baffled might, as if his heart would break. Fie upon the puny warrior might, the Brahmana energy, that is something to pray for and toil after. What, all my hard-won arms of terrible power, baffled by that single staff in the hand of a Brahmana? Now that I have convincing proof enough, I shall uproot love and anger from my heart, and with a calm self and serene, set myself upon the path that leads to the coveted eminence of a Brahmana. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.